We'll read three of the verses there in that chapter, Psalm 107, just one of those that you can read the whole thing and find inspiration and blessing, direction and encouragement. But beginning at verse 20, I'll read verse 20, you read verse 21, and I'll read verse 22. All right, Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. You read 21. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Praise God. Again, some good instruction, some good direction there. But I want to focus on the first four words. He sent his word. Praise God. You can be seated. Now you stop and think. Sister Bartlett, testify. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Right, amen.
So I was just basking in the presence of God and the people being willing to pray and be used and let God move through them. And don't ever take it for granted.
That's right, amen.
It's such a powerful thing.
Amen.
So
it
I just wanted to say thank you.
Praise God, amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And every one of these people that we prayed for named something that God healed them from that was severe. I mean, it wasn't something simple. I'm certainly not trying to belittle anybody's affliction, but what they named was something serious. But God did it then. He'll do it again. Praise God. And we thank the Lord for that. Amen. And thank the Lord we can keep coming back into his presence. I don't know about you, but when I go to a restaurant, I almost always order the same thing. I just don't vary too often. I find something good, and that's what I go back for. Amen. I come to the house of God because I know there's something good that I've tasted before, and I want some more. Praise God. Thank the Lord, he doesn't disappoint. He sent his word. He sent prophets. He sent angels. John is described as a man sent from God. And thank the Lord that he's sending us. As my Father has sent me, so send I you. That's your position. That's your privilege, your responsibility. Praise God. And I thank the Lord that he did send. And I think about his goodness. I think about his love. I think about his mercy, his compassion that fails not, the goodness of God that leads you to repentance. It was God's goodness that got my attention. Amen. And I thank the Lord that he brought us into his presence and into his goodness, the wonderful works to the children of men. And I'm thankful those works continue and the blessings that he provides and the thanksgiving that we can offer to him. It's interesting that it's called the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I know there are times we don't feel like it's a sacrifice at all. It's wonderful. It's awesome. It's incredible. But there are times that it's dark. There are times that it's hard. There are times that we feel like, oh my, I don't have anything to give thanks for. But the Lord, I think, accepts a small thanksgiving, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I'm thankful that He is able to minister to us in every aspect that we give thanks to Him. Verse 1 in Psalm 107, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Praise God. I'm thankful we know that for a fact. And we declare with rejoicing His works, and that His word works. We sang that song at camp meeting, "The blood still works." I'm glad I can know that. I'm glad I can tell the devil that. Amen. And I'm glad I can assure myself of that and know that His word works, and we witness with joy. We lift Him up. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Verse 2. "Whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Oh my, there's a good one, isn't it? Thank the Lord. I'm thankful that we can put our trust in the Lord and know His power and His blessings. And oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. That continues on, 15, 21, 31. I preached that one time in Bethel. We were called to go over and preach a teacher appreciation, kind of a focus on children. The word, I can't remember what. Yeah, I guess it was teacher appreciation type thing that we were doing. And I preached, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord and His wonderful works to the children of men." And we repeated those verses. And two older people got the Holy Ghost that night. Praise God. I was aiming for children. And thank the Lord, there were a couple of adults that got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, I'm thankful that the exclamation point that is added to each of those verses is there because of the wonderful works of the children of men and how we receive the full benefit of what God has done. And a merry heart is good like a medicine. And I'm thankful we can have a daily dose of that because of the impact of the Word of God. Amen. Matthew chapter 8 is a unique chapter because of the multiple healings and miracles that are done in that particular chapter, Matthew chapter 8. We won't read everything. We'll just note that the leper that worshiped was healed. Peter's mother-in-law touched, and she got up and served. That's a healing that took place immediately. Two demon-possessed individuals being delivered. The centurion servant, and that centurion with his faith saying, "Speak the word only, the word." Praise God. God sent His word, and the Lord marveled at the centurion's faith. He's not a Hebrew. He doesn't have a legacy. He doesn't have an ancestry that would go back, to any of the tribes. He's a heathen. But the Lord marveled at his faith. Praise God. I'm thankful that there can be that response that the Lord has for healing. There was a lady on our ship. You go to these teas, the high tea, hold your pinky up, eat a scone. My wife likes to go to those. I put up with it. But there was a lady sitting next to me that, how you just visit, meet people, and when they say we're from Alaska or we say we're from Alaska, all kinds of interest there. I'm a pastor. And so she started pouring out her heart of all of the losses that she had. And I think her friends, her family were a little embarrassed that she was talking to a complete stranger about the losses that she had. And I directed her to Psalm 147. I said, "Now, Psalm 147 is short. If you have a Bible, I want you to go back to your stateroom and read it, because it will minister to you. Because it talks about the God who numbers the stars. We don't even know the numbers, but God numbers them. Not only does He number them, but He calls them by name." Praise God. But that's not the most amazing thing. The most amazing thing is in verse 3, where he heals the brokenhearted. Praise God. And we are talking, and I think I'm talking soft, but I don't. I talk too loud. My wife is always trying to tell me, shh, you're talking too loud. But I noticed the others that were sitting there were listening too, besides this lady. I'm thankful that's the word we can spread. That's the truth we can hold on to. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. That's what the Word of God does. That's what the Word of God says. Praise God. And the portion that the Lord quoted read in Luke 4:18, that he unrolled the scroll of Isaiah and was reading from what we call chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me, and so on. Interesting, the new translations don't have he healeth the brokenhearted. I guess the translators knew that he was reading from Isaiah 61:1, so they included it, which is fine with me. Praise God, because he does heal the brokenhearted. They say it's not actually in the text, but I'm glad the translators said, oh, well, it's in Isaiah 61, so that's what he was reading, so let's put it in there. Praise God, because he does heal the brokenhearted. He sent his word. Amen. And that's what we can believe and what we can trust. We look at being delivered from destruction. Destruction? My goodness. Is it that drastic? Yes, it is. That's what sin does. That's how sin destroys, and that's how the liar is. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Lord delivers us from that kind of destruction. And Psalm 103, don't forget all of his benefits. Praise God. His benefits. He forgives your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies with good things. And he redeems your life from destruction. Praise God. Oh, what a God. Amen. What a powerful God. And all of these benefits, don't forget them, because they'll bring thanksgiving to your heart. Amen. The devil's deceit, we know, leads to destruction. And it started that way with Adam and Eve. And it wasn't their life as far as their lungs functioning, their heart beating, their brain working. It was what was destroyed was their innocence and their special relationship with the Lord. And I'm glad the Lord came to destroy the destroyer. Amen. And that's what his death promises to do. And Hebrews chapter 2 makes mention of how he came in the flesh and blood to identify with us. The Word was made flesh. And through death, he destroyed them that had the power of death, who is the devil. And thank God he'll deliver us from fear of death and all our lifetime subject to bondage in that, because it's such an unknown to us. It's such a finality. It's such an end. And we have no way to prevent it. We have no way to deny it. But thank God the Lord has a way of doing that work and bringing forth that kind of power. He sent his word. Look at John 6:63. Long chapter there, John 6. The Lord said, verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, or that imparteth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Praise God. And that's his word that we're going to hold on to. His word that we're going to believe, his word that we're going to champion. Amen. How many times did he tell his disciples, the Son of Man is going to be arrested. He's going to be in trial. He's going to be condemned. He's going to be crucified, but he'll rise on the third day. He told them that again and again, but they were devastated when it happened, as you can imagine. I would be devastated if I was there. I would have difficulty believing it and probably forgetting it and so on. But praise God, resurrection, restoration, revival. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that they were able to recognize the Lord and what he was able to do. And those two guys on the road to Emmaus, walking those 7 miles, turning around and walking back, a lot of exercise that night. But they said, didn't our hearts burn within us when he talked with us in the way? Amen. And he opened up to us the scriptures. They were being anchored in that word, holding on to that word. Amen. And thank God the word of the Lord is a powerful emphasis that we can make in our lives and what we can believe and what we can put our trust in. We're born again by that word. I'll just give you a few real quick scriptures here. 1 Peter 1 and 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Praise God. That eternal aspect of the word is what's going to bring you through. Amen. Romans 15 and 4, we get comfort from that word. Romans 15 and 4. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Thank the Lord. We look back on Adam and Eve. We look back on all of the characters that we know in scripture, both good and bad, or things done that were right, things done that we should avoid. They were written for our learning. And thank God we can have patience and comfort through the scriptures and reach out for hope as well. John 14 and 27, the Lord would say, peace I leave with you. John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 16 and 33, these things I have spoken unto you. It's his word again, that ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Thank the Lord. He sent his word. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Thank God. I'm thankful that we have his glory that we can be anchored in. But it was in the fullness of time that God sent forth his son. And he sent him forth for a purpose. The 12-year-old in the temple, astonishing the scribes with his understanding and answers, because he's the one who wrote it. He's the one who knew it. And as a man, he came to fulfill it, not stepping back, not avoiding, not coming up with an option. No, he came to do the will of the Lord. And I'm thankful that he sent forth his word and he became the word to minister to us. And we open our minds and our hearts to receive that word, to receive the blessings that he has for us. We receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We receive the adoptions of sons. He breathed on his disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And I'm glad our hearts can be open to receive it. Our hearts can desire to fulfill it because he sent his word. And I'm thankful for the healing, the deliverance, the peace, the power, the blessing, and on and on and on the list goes for what the Lord has done. And truly, there's Thanksgiving, not just a day in our calendar, but a blessing in our hearts that we're giving thanks to him. Praise God. And I'm thankful we can look back on what he's already healed us from and what he is going to heal us from through his power and through his might. There's cause for celebration at Christmas and at Easter time when there's victory, praise God, over death, hell, and the grave. And all of those days combined together can be each day that we serve the Lord and know his power and his blessing because the word was made flesh. And he provides what we need today, healing, deliverance, wonderful works. Praise God. And I'm thankful that we can give thanks. Amen. Let's stand I'm thankful for the thanks that we can offer to the Lord, the reason for the thanksgiving, the reason for the fulfillment of the Lord, bringing forth His power and His glory, the rejoicing that can come forth because of what the Lord has done. Amen. We're going to spend a little bit of time here in rejoicing. We're going to give praise to the Lord. Amen. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His wonderful works to the children of men. Praise God. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that power. Thank you, Lord, for sending, O God, your precious word. Thank you, Lord God, that again and again you send it. In the midnight hour, Lord, you send your word. In the times of hurt, Lord, you send your word. When our eyes are dimmed through tears, Lord, you send your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. The thanksgiving that we can render unto you because of your goodness, because of your love, because of your mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, God, your promises are fulfilled. Hallelujah. Your word fails not. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your compassion fails not. Every morning it's new, Lord. Oh, God, we give praise to you. Oh, God, we give glory to you. Oh, God, we give honor to you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.